Audiobook made of Otto Mux's book, The Secret of Atlantis. Original title, Uber Owls Atlantis. Copyright 1976 by Eken Verlag, Düsseldorf, Vienna. Translated into English using Google Translate. Remark that the error Pleiadians said they knew that Otto Mux, indeed was Platon in a former lifetime. Foreword. Atlantis, the enigma. Dreams found experiences questions assumptions. Thus, I saw that scene, several amphorae embedded, side by side, held against the wall of the boat, were still wet, had been ill from the sea. Two of amphorae appeared intact after a few millennia, were still closed, sealed. I thought that contain olive oil or wine, which should already be much spoiled. The diver in his black clothes, rubber, raised the body and showed something even more precious. The head of a young Greek, in bronze, covered by green skating. The orbits of the eyes were not empty, the white of the eye was the mother of pearl, inlaid, and rainbow, brown, clipped from a shell, and glossy black, the pupil, was obsidian, volcanic glass. Beside the head was a piece mechanical, mushed and yet fully anyway, also covered with green skate. A wheel similar to a large clock. I remember the feeling I tried to include those objects. I felt admiration for the head and precious joy to identify the mechanical part, functional. However, also experienced a bit of irritation, because obviously I came late, missed the timing of the withdrawal of these objects of ocean bottom. Besides, I have my external regret this, because then the diver turned to me. With a significant gesture, he opened his hand and showed me a small gold bar, make no word, but to make me realize that, for him, all the rest was of little importance, without comparable value. Instead of the stamp, specifying the weight and fineness of gold bar, symbols discern it seemed weird that I know. One way or another, one small bar of gold made me remember a ceremony of launching cornerstone. When usually buried some coins and a newspaper of the day. What tremendous chance, out of range. This way, so I thought, once the chauffeur, we were able to penetrate the very heart of the real city of Basel, in treasure, save the Temple of Poseidon. I tried to fix the time and date of the event and with the movement I made to look my watch, I have agreed. Well, little more than 5 hours, and I was to get up at 5:30. The day before, on April 17, 1972, colleagues and I landed the vessel, the Isle of Yew, ship our luggage and our equipment to Fira, where dealing rooms, previously reserved in the Hotel Atlantis. The window see the caldera, the Bay of Blue Waters, once the main Santorum crater on the volcano whose center designed a new cone, the island near Caimini. Year after year, the transshipped the magma fluid and fiery, as reminiscent of times remotissimos the volcano made the earth tremble, arguing that awful rush that, according to a theory much discussed, would have caused the disappearance of Atlantis. As for the dream which woke up, their inspiration's details were not extra, sensory but the memory alive of impressions taken, a short time ago in Athens and previously elsewhere. The amphorae on board were related to Jacques, Yves Cousteau, who met in 1953 in Munich, there when he presented his book and film Silence as the World. We talked about the aqualung, lung water he invented, which is to be brought back and to allow full freedom of movement and action during the dive. We talk about the depths of delirium, the possibility of treasure, hunters and archaeology. Underwater. To complete the radio interview, I asked if the Cousteau could never have thought to seek traces of Atlantis. He replied, in very diplomatic way, already thought about this, but stressed that involved delicate issue that, once we leave in the center of disputes waged between scientists and technicians. However, it seems, Cousteau has not lost sight of the problem of Atlantis. Now even as I write this preface, get on my desk a note from German television, saying, Jacques, Yves Cousteau, the underwater research of 65 years. Will address the Atlantic project. The Aegean Sea, mainly in the region of Santorin, his team of 30 divers will search for the remains of the legendary Atlantis and explore the theories of Atlantis, raised by Jurgen Spanuth, Heligoland, admitted as a supposed places of finding the Azores Islands, Bimini, Florida, Lanzarote, Ilis Islands, and the Atlas Mountains in Morocco. As for the other parts recovered and exposed in the boat with which I dreamed, I was able to see them, just before, at the National Museum in Athens. The couple, from embedded eyes, was recovered by divers, the cartou of sponges, the wreck of a wreck, found a 60 meters deep, facing the Greek island of Anticitra. There was also found that gear, the machine Anticitra which, on the occasion of my visit, was not exposed to public visitation, but at my request, was brought to a depot for a small room, where I had occasion to see it. Until now, it was also found another piece. This is a kind of clock mechanism. The pine nuts are clearly identifiable. In the master wheel, there are 240 teeth, worked with high accuracy. It might be an instrument to record the route and speed of the ship. An entry located the source of the machine in the century that preceded the birth of Christ. This is further evidence of the fact remains imperfect as our knowledge concerning the antiquity. Until now, little or nothing was known all of a civilization capable of producing mechanisms of this species. Even were this technique, really, back in time? Which had its origin and was developed, originally, as the symbols in the small bar of gold, seen in my dream, made me remember the famous disc of Festo, a disc of clay of 16 centimeters in diameter, displayed in the Museum of Heracles, on the island of Crete in armored glass window. The symbols on the disc are not recorded aboard but stamped. The production of such stamps in anticipation of the invention of printing characters, from Gutenberg, the purpose is to edit the text, in series. This is a visual writing, not yet deciphered. So far not found another similar piece. Could have been a schedule for the crews of ships in use among the maritime nations, a sort of book of illustrations and reading for sailors. Is that a reasonably plausible proposal for the solution to the puzzle? Other scholars saw that piece natural rhythmic articulation of the text of a poem in two stanzas of 10 verses each, perhaps the magical, religious plot, also, could be related to the Atlantis, as the symbol stamped what attracts attention is the head of a man, covered with a feathered hat. This is the crown of rays. Jurgen Spanuth, the pastor of Combatant Bordilum in North Frisia, located in Atlantis near Helgoland and posits the great migration of the peoples of the north, under Macarius Catastrophic, at which have reached the borders of Egypt. Spanuth refers to frescoes of Medinet-Habu, the temple of the palace of Ramses III, 1200, 1168 BC, in front of Luxor. Those frescoes show the pharaoh in battle with the warriors of maritime nations, bearing those same wreaths of lightning, highly decorative. Also, the rowers, whose image appears on a knife, to the Bronze Age, found in Bremen, Federal Germany, bearing in your head the same ornament, which also appears in Scandinavian offices. Spanuth considers this fact as important evidence. So strange. The play found in Bremen shows an entire ship, mounted with a ray, giving the impression of a fire Santelmo stylized. It was in 1969 that J.V. Luce, professor in Dublin, raised the possibility of Atlantis has been located in the Aegean. His book Atlantis, Legend and Reality was prefaced by Sir Mortimer Wheeler, one of the great names of archaeology, who wrote, in 1909, a young scientist from Belfast outside the bright idea, saying that the country of the Atlantic, enwrapped into mysterious legends, it is reminiscent of a great kingdom, superb, from Minos, on the island of Crete, whose splendor was then to be known for our modern world, thanks to the work of Sir Arthur Evans and other pioneers. The young scientist, mentioned by Sir Mortimer, was K.T. Frost. In time, their chances went almost unnoticed. Moreover, Sir Mortimer Wheeler believes teachers and Athenians Marinatos Galanopoulouki figures, to give the current reporting timetable and contribute primarily to the restoration of its global aspect. Meanwhile, Spyridon Marinatos, Inspector, General of Greek Antiquities, has been famously successful in its work on the Isle of Santorin. near Akrotiri in the south of the island, managed to dig Minoica, a city that, like Pompeii, was buried under masses of lava and other volcanic products of projection, responsible for its perfect condition. However, there were no bones, and coins, jewelry or any precious transportable, presumably. The residents received notice by the earthquake and had left the city when the disaster occurred. The plaster fell from walls and broken into 1,000 pieces, was joined by archaeologists and the most beautiful frescoes, thus reconstituted, were taken to the National Museum in Athens. Thus, again a room decorated with lilies and couples of swallows, bearing images of other kids fighting in the box, African antelopes, monkeys, glue. In that environment, the Professor Marinatos granted me an interview for television. He spoke in German and spoke this quote: "You know that after the Holy Scriptures, the greatest number of books was published on the Atlantis. The Atlantis is the issue that electrify the masses and the general public and people cultured. Therefore, I would assume that the explosion and destruction of the small island of Santorin gave rise to the creation of legend, who speaks in the sunset of an island wide, rich and superb. The island of Crete was eliminated, along with Santorin, Crete and the Egyptians had in mind. Everything else, an island real, with all its political institutions and technical facilities, appeared in the fantasy of Plato. He was always an idea, indeed the very word idea and it as world of ideas is a Platonic concept. It was Plato who created the idea of an ideal state and also the idea of Atlantis." Later, after taking the microphone from his hands, asked the Professor Marinatos would not be valid if the search for Atlantis in other places in the regions of Heligoland, or in the Azores archipelago. "Why not?" replied, "The islands of the people happy and there will be found there and, perhaps, be found the remains of civilizations disappeared. Near the Azores? Also there could be found to Atlantis, a part of paradise lost. Maybe one day, I even write a book about Atlantis. Professor Marinatos did not realize your dream, because in October 1974, the scientist died, the 73 years of age. His death was accidental and occurred shortly before the end of the season of excavations near Akrotiri, where was hit by the fall of the wall Minoicoa Palace, whose excavation was under his direction. On the day following the interview with Professor Marinatos, was received by Professor Galano Pouangelos, who directs the Center Earthquakes, located in the top of a small hill at the foot of the Acropolis. He apologized for his English, which would not give for an interview before the TV cameras, but gently, put it at our disposal. During the interview, Professor Galanopoulou proved to be much more decisive about the links, just outlined by Marinatos between the eruption of Santorin and the narrative of Plato, in which our interviewees saw the incentive, the ignition spark, the same material for a parable. Galanopoulou for the second hypothesis in 1960, the volcanic island of terror. Santorin is identical to the island empire of Atlantis, and for him, where there was, around 1500 BC to Atlantis disappeared. Galanopoulou discussed very frankly with the weak points of his theory, of which only two are listed below. He thinks it could deal with a misunderstanding, when Plato speaks of Atlantis, one of the regions outside the Mediterranean. It's able that the pillars of Hercules Gibraltar should not be, but the southern tip of the Peloponnese, the Cape of Matapan and Cape of Malaya. The Platonic passage in the narrative, saying that the disappearance of Atlantis would have been 9,000 rather than 900 years before Solon, could have been interpreted in wrong way, including, over time, by the Solon. Maybe he read the wrong way of Egyptian symbols and misinterpreted what the Egyptian priest told him. Until today these problems persist arithmetic, because in Europe Milhado are a billion, 1 billion, when, in the US, this represents a billion. Also, Jurgen Spanjuth considers certainly fail to affirm the Egyptian priest, concerning the citizens who lived 9 millennia ago, saying that in ancient literature, the fantasy datings are frequent. However, this does not prove the fact of being accepted to foot the bill, Only those portions of the Platonic narrative that fit perfectly in a particular theory, everything that does not fit into certain concepts have been explained as a misunderstanding or error. Because of this, I could not refrain from expressing some reservations about the professor, Galanopoulou, when, after the interview, he fired me. Later learned that, meanwhile, the teacher herself has distanced the theory would have it raised, at the time, did not reveal anything that, because of the difficult otherwise I would have presented her with a book, exposing his theses, and I delivered with a personal dedication. Galanopoulou's ideas were confirmed and supported by James W. Maver, a renowned engineer and oceanographer, which came in the Aegean with the Alvine, the American ship that managed to find and retrieve an H-bomb, lost off the Spanish coast. However, neither Maver that in 1969, described his two expeditions in the book Journey to Atlantis, and so, Sornanti was based on the assumptions of Galanopoulou and recent results of the excavations, directed by Marinatos, managed to present a proof concrete. Spanuth, in turn, criticized the very works of Luce and Maver, accusing them of gross typographical errors, many interpretations unacceptable, faulty data and erroneous statements, which completely invalidate the sensation of the year, arguing that Atlantis would be found in the Aegean. And, again, Jurgen Spanuth states the following regarding the location of Atlantis, as described by Plato: the island empire would be the mouth of big rivers, Weser, Elbe, Ida, protected by a cliff very high and steep, coming from the sea, which stone was red, white and black, Helgoland, where the Atlantide have found ore bronze, pure bronze and, probably, amber. The hill that, according to Plato, is located exactly 50 stages, equals 9.2 kilometers, behind the cliff, would not the submarine hill, called Bottom of Stone, where 30 years ago, were discovered the remains of a German sanctuary. There is, once the imperial city of Basel. E. Spanuth summarizes, so the story of Atlantis is not an account of the golden era of civilization Minoica, but the golden era of Nordic civilization of the Bronze Age, leading to around 1250 BC, with disasters, which caused migration of large parts of the Germanic peoples, forced to leave the lands of northern Germany, Denmark and Scandinavia. The story of Atlantis is a Germania to the Bronze Age. Moreover, if interpreted literal data Platonic, giving the location of Atlantis, then it should be sought in areas outside the Mediterranean, and Gibraltar, outside the Pillars of Hercules, e. in the Atlantic Ocean. However, Spanuth notes that the Atlantic Ocean, as called by Athanasius Kircher at the beginning of the 17th century, precisely because of there being a supposed state of Hawaii, should not be confused with the Okeanos, the Atlantic Sea of authors of antiquity. For them, the Okeanos was not the sea between Europe and Africa, on the one hand, and the two Americas, the other, but the sea within which sought Atlas, which held the sky on his shoulders, and the second Greek texts, this was always the North Sea, a country of amber. Also Adolf Schulten, the famous German archaeologist, born in the city of Erlangen, who dedicated all his life to search for Old Spain, sought the addition of Atlantis columns of Hercules, but a relatively small distance from Gibraltar, near Seville, in mouth of the Guadalquivir River. Once in that area, at any point was located Tartessos that, years on end, was the object of his excavations, one of the richest cities of antiquity, which, according to archaeologist Schulten, is identical to the Atlantis of Plato. Atlas was the name of the oldest king of Atlantis, and in the local vernacular, the twin brother of Atlas was called Gadea, which is related to Cadiz. Many details mentioned by Plato on the Atlantis and referring to the port, the channel leading to the open sea, find explanation in the place of the delta formed by the mouth of the Guadalquivir River. Also the great fortune of Tartessos, equals Atlantis, from the mountains of Andalusia silver and copper mines at Rio Tinto, with zinc alloy, with the bronze, it would fit in these theses. Unfortunately, Schulten, who early in this century carved the Iberian Newman, Ness and the seven camps of Sipiau, 185, 129 BC, failed to find Tartessos. Perhaps the ancient Tartessos of Seville is today, and, one day, the works of earthworks for the cutting of a new skyscraper will bring to light the Atlantida desired by Shelton. Of course, the source of all the theories and assumptions is the following question: is the story of Atlantis a historical report, with any scroll or poetic, like the Homeric Iliad, based on which Heinrich Schliemann was in search of Troy? Or it would be free literary invention, a tale, a story, specifically disclosed by Plato and made circular in the four corners of the world? However, Plato explicitly emphasizes the authenticity of his narrative, but this could be just the trick to increase the impact of what is narrated. Also, give thought to the fact that Aristotle, the famous pupil of Plato, Atlantis was deemed as a poetic fiction, because the man who has dreamed also fade the image. In little time later, about 300 BC, of Cantor only commented Platonic narrative and said, word for word, is the historical truth. Apparently, the commentator noted personally Egyptian sources. He says, the reports are still there, the pillars, to be read by those who wanted to read them. So if this were the case, inscriptions on monuments should be taken literal? For many times, stories passed through generations by oral tradition, even if inadvertently, have to be changed. And there are rare times that the messages, intended for posterior, transmit facts adulterated, embellished, manipulated by propaganda. It was in Egypt where the history has been obliterated, altered, invented, omitting losses up, sublime is weak pharaohs, returning not, it is striking images and names of predecessors, so that, for all time, be forgotten. Despite the way as you evaluate the credibility of the texts, to which Plato refers, all the speculation about the enigma of Atlantis concentrated focus on these two poles, the narrative of Plato would be a mere invention, or a report facts. Only those who take a report of facts might expect, real and effectively, to find Atlantis. Undoubtedly, these claims come in the ambitious dreams of Spanish and Portuguese navigators. In this sense must also be understood from the word lapidary J. O. Thompson, saying that in a sense, Plato can be considered as the discoverer of America. Thus, a history of the Indians, dating from some 60 years after the discovery of America by Christopher Columbus, set out the idea of the transatlantic. Continents represent the Atlantis. Why would have appeared shortly after the proposal to call such a continent of Atlantis? At a later date, it is speculated about the identity of the Canary Islands or the Azores with the Atlantis, and the possibility of this was that the bridge on which the civilizations were found on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean. Also, it would have been to Atlantis to launch these civilizations. Athanasius Kircher, 1601-1680, the Jesuit scholar who studied the hieroglyphs and the magic lantern, to find Atlantis in the region of the island of São Miguel in the Azores archipelago. Some two centuries later, in 1882, the American Ignatius Donnelly, over the skein of yarn that same point, believes that the dolphins called dorsal, lifting underwater in the Azores, Atlantis would be missing. In less than 100 years, the work of Donnelly, Atlantis, The World Antediluvial, Atlantis, The Antediluvian World, came to be at least 50 editions. The author had the special gift of advertising. He was a member of the U.S. Congress, twice candidate is, but uselessly, for the post of Vice President of the USA. Its discovery, claiming that in fact the works of Shakespeare were produced by Sir Francis Bacon, had global repercussions. This characterizes the person bold enough, the high intelligence and strength of imagination of Donnelly. However, although this might be right, the basic idea and that he held positions in the back of the Atlantis dolphin, however, until the days of this argument, remains valid today. With what Donnelly has a flavor of romance, without substantial basis, and acquires various forums with the terminology of today's natural sciences, with the options offered by modern ocean research. In 1954, Otto H. Muck published his first book on the Atlantis. 2 years later, was published the second work Atlantis, Die Welt der Vorsintflut Atlantis, The World Before the Flood. Muck to the back of the dolphins fell to a depth of 3,000 meters by virtue of a cosmic catastrophe, which also did the Atlantis of Plato disappear. Also, samples of soil from the ocean bed in the Azores were interpreted by the Swedish Oceanologica Pettersson II, unequivocally, that entire area has been underwater since 20 million years at least. The theory of the Azores is dead, ultimately. Not that Otto Muck capitulated. He brought to the forum of debates, never stopped, a whole series of new viewpoints, often surprising, which I do not anticipate me. In any case, it is a pleasure to follow your argument, just the points to be considered with reservation, for which were not, or rather, not yet conclusive evidence. The author was a fascinating man, and is also his fascinating book. Otto Heinrich Muck was born in Vienna in 1892 and, after the First World War, studied at Polytechnic University in Munich. Graduated with Sommerfeld, who was also master of Heisenberg. Sommerfeld, Heisenberg's second, was the man who, along with Niels Bohr, more influence in my life. During the Second World War, worked in Muck Peenemünde, with the rocket team, was one of the inventors of Schnorchel for submarines. Over the years, some 2,000 Muck registered trademarks, of which about 40 went to the construction of ships for the transport of methane gas, the Greek shipowner Niarchos. Muck advised multinational industries, was a very high technical level and at the same time, dedicated to arts, be graphic artist of great talent. Died at 64 years, on November 7, 1956. The curriculum vitae of a man out of the ordinary, always in motion, notes the presence of cool ideas in his work on the Atlantis, which still presents a sequence of facts, susceptible of proof, which the imagination of the inventor and filmmaker gives sober the possible and probable, according to their category. The building at first edition quickly sold out and in season, has not had the deserved effect, has now been reissued, including in this edition, new and functional, the report of new experiences and results of latest research. Nowadays, cooperation between the various disciplines of natural sciences often allows to solve archaeological problems in the easiest way, conclusive that in times past, when there was cooperation between professional and amateur archaeologists. Thus, the test with carbon-14 to determine the age of biological material, with relative success. In 1960, the American scientist Libby won the Nobel Prize for developing this method. Thus, remains of charcoal from the cave of Lascaux, famous for its cave paintings of the Ice Age, 16,000 years ago, revealed that there was a large fire. Without doubt, the carbon-14 dating was formed in authority modern, but proved to be failure more than once. Furthermore, the indices of a geological and mineralogical accuse inaccuracies and more. How many times it became necessary to correct dating prehistoric. I remember a visit to the museum in Malta, where I wanted to take note of the dates displayed in showcases. The director of the museum said, lamenting, "This is now almost overcome. We no more can stay up to date. Therefore, it should use a certain amount of skepticism." You look close a thread on an archaeological dating to the terse comment, saying that it was decided a long time ago, so final, irrevocable. This was the great physician Rudolf Virchow who, with all the weight of his knowledge and his experience, flatly denied the authenticity of the Altamira cave paintings, dating from the Ice Age, which had just then been discovered. Similarly, it was quite a negative attitude of Virchow, when Fulrat, modest master, of school, who discovered and correctly interpreted the skull of the Neanderthal man, sent to the eminent professor, to ask her opinion about it. In both cases, the authority was wrong and official denial perfectly valid at the time, today presents itself as unfair prejudice, short-sighted. Thus, the arguments of the past are overcome by always new discoveries and speculations that, over time, enrich our knowledge. But even today, much still remains open, the daily meeting of proof and check and tough fight for the authenticity and validity of assumptions.